yourself back to your senses to pay attention to what is going on. So first and foremost, the Chevra, I mean, to name the Chevra who put this together, just to name two people who were very much involved, is Rav Eli Cohn and Rav Aaron Katz, and everybody else who's associated with everything involved in Mevakshei Emes. So without them, none of this, absolutely none of this, and Mechorim and Yanam also, I would imagine, wouldn't happen. But so first and foremost, the Indian is to give thanks. The Indian is to recognize that there are people who prepare, who put effort in to make things happen. That things don't happen on their own. There's something that makes things happen. And what we're watching, the thing that we get to experience watching is my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita, has said about the person we're watching perform music, that he's a Baal Menagin Kasher. That there's a holiness to song that is ma'oyer a person to tshuva. Rabbi Nachman spoke about this, the Netziv spoke about this, the Aruch HaShulchan spoke about how the entirety of Torah is a song that is ma'oyer a person to tshuva. But there's certainly gunim from an Adam Kasher that a person gets to hear that is ma'oyer tshuva. And in truth, there's no better time to be ma'oyer in tshuva than prior to Hanukkah. We know that we're very afraid of Rosh Hashanah, we're very afraid of Yom Kippur, and we're very afraid of all of it. But what the tzaddikim have revealed to us is that in truth, teshov enosh ad dacha, a person has the ability to return until the point of dacha, until the point of what can be considered desperation, perhaps a last-ditch effort to try and redeem oneself, to find light in one's life. And the tzaddikim point out that dacha is the gematria of chaf hei, which is the secret of Hanukkah. That all of the preparations of the Yamim Noraim are leading us to Hanukkah on a certain level. The Or HaGanuz, a revelation of something that was concealed, a certain hope that was concealed from us. And to listen to a Baal Menagin Kasher is ma'ira that nekuda in a person. But what's the nekuda of tshuva? The nekuda of tshuva, Rabbi Nachman says something very specific about Hanukkah. That Hanukkah, and all the tzaddikim point this out, Rav Hutner Schusia Genalenu, whose yard said it was last night, in preparation for Hanukkah. Rav Hutner's Ma'amarim are well known, but the Ma'amarim of Hanukkah and Purim are Miyuchad B'minam. Also, I mean, you could say it really about any moment, but Hanukkah and Purim also. But that the Iker of Hanukkah is Hoda'a, gratitude, recognizing something good happening in front of a person's eyes. The recognition of what is taking place, what is unfolding in the present moment. That's the process of tshuva. The process of tshuva is the recognition of the fact that what is happening to me in my life right now, the holiness, the tshuva, the desire towards God that I feel, comes from Hashem. Nigun, Torah, it all comes from Hashem. Eretz Yisrael comes from Hashem. And the hisoyrus to tshuva is a recognition of gratitude. It's lehoidos v'halel. To be mevatel myself and to recognize that Hashem, you have created this opportunity for me. You have created the opportunity to sit in a place of Torah, of Yigiya Satorah, of Amela Satorah. Now, not for the first time, but filled with Nigunim Ksherim, a light of His Oiris Hatshuva, of a Torah that brings Tefillah, and a Tefillah that brings Torah, and a Torah that brings Tefillah. And it's an opportunity to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to who has created the circumstances where a person can experience sitting in Eretz Yisrael, just to pause for a second, to sit in Eretz Yisrael, to sit in Eretz Yisrael in Kislev before Hanukkah, in a makom of Torah, in a place like Mishkafayim, which is a Gan Eden on earth that looks over the Harim of Yerushalayim, and to hear Rav Yosef Karduner sing his neshama out in front of us to be Mo'er in Tshuva, in a place that, whose walls are saturated with Yigiya Satara, to realize it's not a stira, and to say thank you to the Rabbanu Shlalom for preparing oils like this that can be illuminated, for preparing candles for us to light. We experience the kindling of the candles, but we have to recognize Hashem prepares the vessels. Hashem is Mesada the Neros. And this is what Mevakshei Emes is. It's an Indian of Bikush, it's an Indian of Tshuva, it's an Indian of return through song. And just to end with one nekuda, because all the Torah right now, the Hakdama, is a Hakdama to more tefillah, to more shirim. But Rav Itchamayer Morgenstern Shlita points out that there's a certain element of celebrating Hanukkah prior to Hanukkah, which is on a certain level higher than Hanukkah. Because what a person realizes on Hanukkah is that there's an Or HaGanuz for everything. There's a hidden light in every aspect of a person's life. And we kindle those lights in the darkness of one's life, in one's experience, in the dark places of one's mind. But to do it before Hanukkah arrives is the ability to say thank you even before we have anything to say thank you from. Because we grow accustomed to what is known, and we grow, okay, I'm in Eretz Yisrael, fine, I don't say thank you for that. I'm alive, I don't say thank you for that. But to say thank you about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always revealing more and more and more, and to say thank you before it emerges, to celebrate Hanukkah before Hanukkah comes, that's the secret of Shir HaShirim. That's the secret of the Shir that is inherent with all song. All song is rooted in the belief that Rabbeinu Shlomo, everything is good. And Be'ezras Hashem, we should be maktim to hear more Nigunim Kadoshim, and then to hear actual Torah from the Rav, and then Be'ezras Hashem, to have a hargasha of tshuva in preparation for Hanukkah, Be'ezras Hashem.
Yeah. Oh,
One more interruption for the sake of clarity. the Rav Shlita wanted this song. The Rav Shlita knew the song about the Mishorer HaTshuva, and I wasn't privy to all the details. Like I said before, there were many people who were very involved, but the one thing that the Rav wanted was for this Nigun to be sung. And I certainly didn't say anything to Rav Yosef Karduner to sing this Nigun, but the Nigun is sung. And just a little bit about the Nigun. This is a Nigun, the words are written by Rav Avram Yitzhak HaKohen Kook, Zchus Yogen Aleinu, Mishorer HaTshuva, the words written by, were on Rechov HaRav Kook, or maybe, I don't know, there is a Rechov HaRav Kook. The words are written by Rav Kook, and the song was put out on an album in honor of Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita's, I believe, I don't know what birthday, the 60th birthday. It was an album put out by Esh Kodesh, and then this Nigun was written or composed for Moshe Weinberger Shlita. So just a little bit of clarity, that song was, and so to sing the stanza maybe one more time for the Rav, just one slower, but of that Nigun.
היי רב יוסף, שיגיד לי אפילו בעברית, תגיד להם קצת מהמילים.
תגיד להם,
This Nigun by Rav Kook, Zechus Yagen Aleinu, is about the Rav Kook's search for the Mishorer HaTshuva. The Mishorer HaTshuva, the one who's going to sing the song of Tshuva. And he's looking for him. Have you come down yet? Yeradita? Have you come down? In Bashchakim, are you still hidden? And we're searching. We're searching for that kinar. We're searching for that beautiful song, the beautiful instrument of tshuva. And every single one of us are searching for that Mishorer HaTshuva.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
The Achronim writes that even though the Gemara has a discussion in regards to Purim, whether there's an Isser Malacha on Purim, when it comes to Hanukkah, the Achronim say that one is supposed to continue one's regular day. Regular avodah, regular work, come home, light the menorah. Sfarim HaKadoshim also ask that the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that the Shechina is not Yoreg, the Pachos Me'asara. Shechina doesn't go below Asara, and that's how we learn out Asara Tfachim. That's how we learn out the Koma, the height of the Aron. And Dafka, on Chanukah, the mitzvah is Mishalosh Tfachim Ad Asara Tfachim, where the Shechina doesn't go. It's difficult. If the Aron is supposed to be the height of 10 Tfachim, because that's where the Shechina reaches, so then the Chanukah Menorah should also be at that point. Kanireh, the avodah of Chanukah is the avodah of the sublime. Shemin writes the Shalah, is the same oisiyos, Shemin Hashem is the same oisiyos as Neshama. Chanukah and Purim are the two Yom Tovim Midrabanan. The Yom Tov Midrabanan of Purim, which is the Yom Tov of Chutz La'aretz, that Yom Tov has in it an Isser Melacha, and that Yom Tov in it has mitzvos that are connected to Gashmias, V'nachoichu, to turn the Gashmias, to transform the Gashmias. Chanukah is a different avoda. Chanukah is the avoda Shemen, Shemen Hashem. It's entirely not about raising the goof, but it's putting neshama into the places where we forgot to put the neshama. Ein lanu rishus lehishtamish b'hem. My grandmother told me that she remembers in the shtetl that her grandfather would look at the Chanukah menorah, stand there, mesmerized. What was the Zayda who was killed al Kiddush Hashem mesmerized by? He was mesmerized by Shemen Hashem. We're zeichet to be in Eretz Yisrael. Chanukah is a yomtif of the two yomtif derabbanans. One's the yomtif of Chutz La'aretz. Purim is the yomtif of Chutz La'aretz. Chanukah is a yomtif of Eretz Yisrael. Some of the Talmidim are a little bit younger than me. You might not relate yet. But when I have to light the menorah, I have to bend down. We bend. We bend to the area where the ruchnius can't be found, or at first glance can't be found, where the neshama can't be found. The Shemen Hashem of the Shemen of Ner Chanukah is the ability for Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael to take everything, every portal of Gashmias, Eretz Asher Tomidei Nei Hashem Lekecha Ba, the place where we can be Mekadesh all of the Gashmias in serving Kudsha Bricha. In Chutz La'aretz, the avoid is not to bend down. In Chutz La'aretz, the avoid of Purim is to raise the Gashmias up. On Chanukah, we go to a place, in Eretz Yisrael, we go to a place that's lamata me'asara tfachim, that lechura the Shechina is not shoylet by, and we find that we could be mayor neshama even in that place. And Hanukkah is all about just simply hoida'ah in finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in those places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya to be able to find that Shem and Hashem, even the pachos me'asara. In Eretz Yisrael, you could bend down and you could find neshama, you could find kedusha, even in those places that once upon a time people thought in Chutz La'aretz, that's farfallen, it's gone. The only thing you could do there is raise up the gashmis. But lamata me'asara, that's impossible. Chanukah, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the Nes of Hoidah is about bending down to that place. Each one of us has in our lives that place where we still didn't light up that neshama. That place that we had said, that's a Dvar HaRashus, it's mutter, but to find neshama in it, that's impossible. In Eretz Yisrael, that's possible. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata D'Shmaya. Now that we're Zoicha to be in Hatzinu HaKadoshim, to utilize the Tkufa of Chanukah, to utilize the Tkufa of Chanukah to find in the regular routine, in the jog, in the work, in the regular day in and day out, to find that Nishmas Elokim, Tayras Elokim Chayim.
Shem is bara, ve'afilu be'astara. Thank you.
Okay, Pirushos. Chanukah, as the Rav pointed out, is the ability to conquer areas that seem unconquerable. To be menatzeach, to be victorious. Areas that a person is convinced that they have control over, that's not considered being victorious. That's being mahalich, that's doing what you naturally do. But to be menatzeach, to overcome something, is a different Indian. It's revealing that a place that seemed outside of the purview of a person's control or experience, and revealing that here too I can apply control. Here too I can apply the natural proclivity towards being in control and being shoylet on nekuda. To be menatzeach, to be victorious, is to conquer unconquerable territory. In Chanukah, a person descends into the asar tvachim of their lives, into the asar tvachim of metzias and their own individual experiences, and they reveal that they had a capacity that they didn't know that they had a capacity of. That's the entire inyan of the Nes of Chanukah. The miyut ha-machzik esamaruba. The little bit that contains more than itself within it. An impossibility, a paradox of paradoxes. Secret of Mineyu Bey. The secret of the Yud Gimel Midol Sha'atora Nedreshes Bahem. The root of all lamdas. The root of all kedushas alamdas, the application of the human mind to the Torah itself, to the point that the mind itself becomes a chefetz of Torah, is rooted in the shayrish of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatorah Nedreshes Bahem, the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim, Ahava, Echad, the belief that even the external parts of one's life can be transformed into kedusha completely. The thing that appeared outside of kedusha, the mind, experience, a person's limitations are revealed to be part and parcel of kedusha. And Chanukah, a person is menatzeach. A person reveals that they can do more than they thought they can do. They can conquer territories in their lives that they couldn't conquer prior. The shaman can last a little bit longer. The neshama can push itself a little bit harder. As Baal Tanya Susser Alinu pointed out, that the inyan is not to learn 100 times, the inyan is to learn 101 times. The inyan is the one beyond what one was naturally capable of, to reveal that my perceptions of what I'm capable of are ultimately simply perceptions, but I'm ultimately capable of more. Natzachti v'anatzeach, I can be victorious, I can move further. I can push upwards towards the Rabbeinu Shloim and conquer areas that I didn't think I could conquer in my life prior. And that's the light conquering the darkness. The darkness in one's life is that mutva, that natural tendency. The Chazon Ish, S'chusa Yogen Aleinu. S'chusa Yogen Aleinu, the Chazon Ish. Tzadik Yisod Oilam. Tzadik Yisod Oilam, who drank from the waters of Oir HaOiros. He understood the secrets of Chassidus, as well as Kabbalah, as well as all of it. The Chazon Ish. Ish is Rosh HaTevos, Ein Shem Yeyash. The Chazon Ish says, "Ein tam tainug ela misha menatzeach al yitzro." A person is not truly tasted pleasure in this world until they have overcome the natural proclivity towards what they're used to doing. Zok the Chazon Ish in Emunah and Bitachon. He says that in truth, there's only one nekuda ra'a in a person's life and one nekuda tov in a person's life. He doesn't say ra, he doesn't use such a lashon. He uses the lashon of, there's one shoresh, a source trait of all negative character traits. And he says, in truth, the singular character trait that is the root of all deviancy in one's life is haznachas hachayim lezerem hativi, the abandonment of life to the natural proclivities of the self. The assumption that what is has to be because that's what's been, because that's the mutva, that's the teva, that's the elikim in one's life. And the Nes of Chanukah is the ability to be miskaber. The simcha of Ezehu Gibor HaKoyvish Es Yitzro. The whole Indian of Chanukah is the light slowly but surely conquering the darkness. Paskin like Beis Hillel, because we light little bits. Beis Shammai lives in a world where it's kulo light. Just reveal the light already. Take control of yourself already. Do what you know is the most ultimate truth in the world, to be the Eved Hashem that you want to be. Beis Hillel is like Chevra, they can't do it. There's no way they can do it. We have to be patient with them. We have to be lenient on them. And Beis Hillel was Yoyre to the Oymek of what it means to live Asar L'mata Me'asar Tvachim. Beis Shammai, Lashon Shammayim lives L'mata Me'asar Tvachim, with the Shechina Shoyre. So Mamele, you could be Misgaber on the Koyach of Machshava, like the Lubavitcher Rebbe pointed out, the Ragachaper Goyim pointed out, Rebbe Zvi Engel. that Beishama is Gvura because it goes in accordance with the Machshava, the Koyach of something prior to its emergence. But Hillel says Beis Hillel, Tzadik Yisod Oilam Beis Hillel, Gematria of Shem Adnus, which is 65, which is Malchus, the Zyorid, Lamatim Yasar Tvachim. Hillel who's able to say, Imani Kan HaKol Kan. It's about me, it's about how I experience it down here. Kalinoi v'chasuda, it's only going to be good if I say it's good. Beishama, you want me to look at reality? Kala Kamoshi, I can't look at reality, it's a little bit too much. Beis Hillel says, Kala Kamoshi, see the good everywhere, be grateful about everything. And we light a little bit more each night to conquer the darkness slowly, to show ourselves that slowly but surely incremental growth is the way towards conquering whatever darkness lies in front of a person. And slowly but surely, pumped, you're by the Zois Chanukah, and you reveal that it's already light out. I came to a place that I didn't know I could come to. Be'ezus Hashem, in the schluss of Netzachti v'anatzeach, I could be victorious and be victorious and be victorious. Over and over, I could be toying the tam of Tainuk Amiti, of Menatzeach Aliyetzer, to let the light overcome the darkness. Whatever the darkness is, Rabbi Shalom should help that the darkness is the least pathological of all darknesses imaginable. It should be a plaything in our lives. Our darkness should be minimized to the lowest possible degree. But until then, Chanukah comes to reveal to us a taste of the future of Chanukah Sabayis, that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it's still going to be this Avoida. Avoida is always conquering the Yetzer. It's not a din in a chisaron. It's a din, and that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu fears the Welt. Hashem wants us to be miskaber. Hashem wants us to light the light in the darkness. The matam yashar tfachim. He doesn't want malachim. Shoyim. Be'ezras Hashem, we should be zoicha to listen to the gunim ksherim, to have hirhuri tshuva, to listen to the oiris that come down in Chanukah, and to find the oraganas in our lives. Be'ezras Hashem.
What did Gishmak HaTeir reveal? Araya. What Rabbi Yehl just said is that Be'shamay Be'shilo looks at the Metzias where we are, we go up and up and up. Be'shamay looks at our potential. So two rayas to this beautiful Torah that you just said. The Mishnah in Brachas has machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what bracha we make on fire. What bracha do we make on Asoy Shabbos on fire? Like the bracha of Boirei Me'oirei Ha'esh. That's a Shita Beis Hillel. Shita Beis Shammai is Bora Me'or Ha'esh. Bora B'loshan Avar, the Gros says, Me'or Ha'esh. He created that one fire. I don't know very much, Reveal knows more than me about the Oraganos, but something about connected to the Oraganos. Bora Ma'oro Esh. Versus the Metzius in this world, Boirei Ma'oro Esh. So another Machlaik is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. What is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis? Is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis Rosh Chodesh Shvat, or is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis Tu B'Shvat? Beis Shammai says that it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Because that's when the sap begins to go through the tree. Beis Hillel says, you look at the buds. Look at the buds. When it already begins to bud. The Zohar, if I'm not mistaken, the Zohar says, well, us, the lovely, we're going to follow Shitas Beis Shammai.
The Zohar, but it's
a, what, where is it?
It's in the Sefer Vayakal Moshe.
That's the earliest Makar.
Yeah.
But it's the earliest Makar. Rabbi Yehl says that it's the earliest Makar of the Sefer V'Yakum Moshe that says that L'Asa Lovoi, we're going to follow Beis Shammai. L'Asa Lovoi, there's nothing that stops potential to become reality. In this world of Chanukah, this world of Pachos Me'asara, so potential doesn't always become reality. We need Rabbi Yehl to be mechazik us. We need Rabbi Yosef with beautiful, beautiful Nigunim Adar Adoin Alam. Wow. That's the mission. Wow. It's a mashal. Bora Ma'oro Eish. She does Beis Shammai. Bora Ma'oro Eish. She does Beis Hillel. Machlokes is whether you focus on where we are. In Golos, we focus where we are. La'asa lovoi, potential is going to become reality. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are l'shitasam. And the chizuk is that Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts us where we are. Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts us where we are, and Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go from Ner Echa, l'shtayin, l'shalosh, and ultimately to Shmoina, l'malam yatev.
Try to sing something. Do you sing live yet? Just in.
Yeah. Afilel today. We spoke about him. He knows his name. It's also one of the...
Yeah, I'm staying.